Matthew chapter 9, after Jesus heals a man who was paralytic and establishes his authority as not only a rabbi and teacher, but someone who represents God perfectly. After that, he goes and he finds a man named Matthew, Matthew chapter 9 and verse 9, sitting at the tax booth. And he said to him, "Follow me," the text says. After that, the text tells us that Matthew gets up from his tax booth, that he follows Jesus. And then he goes to his house, he prepares a feast, he prepares a banquet for Matthew. And Jesus transforms this tax collector's life. Somebody who is seen as a traitor to his people, somebody who is seen as working on behalf of pagan foreign powers, is now invited into the closest circles among Jesus' followers. And Matthew sees that he owes a debt of gratitude to Jesus, and he throws a banquet at his house where he invites all of the other people who were just like him. People who were traitors to their country, seemingly. People who worked on behalf of evil men. And Jesus went. The text tells us that Jesus is the one who sought Matthew out. Not Matthew, the one who sought Jesus out. Matthew was blinded by darkness. He was probably blinded by greed, probably blinded by the security of the position that he was in. He was a soul that was sick, that needed a Savior. If Jesus had waited until Matthew came to him, Matthew never would have become a follower of Jesus. Did you notice in the text the Pharisees began asking the questions in verse 11? Why does your teacher eat with the tax collectors and the sinners? The fact that Jesus went to Matthew's house for this banquet really unsettled them. Why would Jesus belittle himself? Why would he lower himself to associate with these people who are traitors, who are the riffraff of society, who are no good? And Jesus' answer in verse 12 is classic. He says, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick." Jesus is trying to relate this to them in terms that they would understand. Sick people are the ones that need doctors. And if doctors spent all of their time with people who weren't sick, well, their talents would go to waste, and they wouldn't be performing their purpose in life. They probably wouldn't make any money either. And so Jesus tells them, go learn what this means. You've got to figure out, if you're really going to understand what God wants from you, if you're going to really figure out what God is all about, you need to go learn Scripture. You need to go learn what this particular Scripture means. And he quotes Hosea chapter 6 and verse 6. I desire mercy and not sacrifice, for I came not to call the righteous, but the sinners. The Pharisees' sense of propriety is messed up here. They think that Jesus should be hanging out with them. They think that Jesus should be speaking to things that appeal to them, to placate them. They think that Jesus ought to be one of them and be on their side. Jesus didn't come to be on anybody's side. Jesus came to represent God. And so he says, go learn that God desires mercy and not sacrifice. God does not want their formality. God wants their loyalty. And God wants them to extend that loyalty that they have received from God Himself to others, the ones who are desperately in need. Those who are sick are the ones that need the doctor, not the ones who think that they have it all together. Ironically, perhaps it is the ones who think that they have it all together who may very well be the sickest of all, because they have blinders. Because they don't see their symptoms, they would refuse to go to the doctor. Jesus wants them to understand what is at the heart of the matter. God wants to give mercy. God wants justice, but God knows that we aren't all just. God knows that we all are not righteous. There is none that are righteous, not one single soul that is righteous. And so God wants community. He doesn't want to overlook transgressions, but desires to love and forgive and heal those who are sick. Perhaps we can do a better job of looking out amongst those who are around us to see people who are sick and who are hurting. Who are hurting because they are trapped in a world of sin that they've created and they don't know how to get out of. Perhaps we need to spend more time thinking about what God means when He says, "I desire mercy and not sacrifice." That He desires steadfast love, because that is what God has given to us freely. And we who are healed, we who are well, we who are whole, should not begrudge that wellness and wholeness to anybody else, because none of us are worth being compared to each other. Let me say that again. None of us are worth being compared to God, and there's no reason for us to be compared to each other. Perhaps tonight you're ready to make a commitment of faith. You realize that you're sick and that you need the physician. And we're here to honor that need that you have and to help you with it. We're ready to pray with you and walk with you as you seek to get closer to Jesus. Or we're ready to baptize you as you seek to begin your walk as one of His disciples, a Christ follower, a Christian. If we can help you with that, let us do it tonight. Come to the front as we stand and sing to encourage you.